coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Hey, everybody, I'm Norm Borg, live from the home office at Rideau Carlton Raceway. We are so stoked about the big event coming up on October 7th. That's this coming Sunday, day before Thanksgiving. The farewell appearance, the farewell drives of the legend, Hervé Fillon. That's right. Hervé is making a one-night-only appearance, you could say, at Rideau, where it basically all started for him as far as his racing career really taking off. It really just started in the Ottawa Valley, and the rest is history, as they say. But a series of drives, about seven drives on the night, and I'll tell you something. Hervé, I think, is about, what, 71 years old now? The young bucks on the Rideau track had better keep their eyes open. He is our guest on Trot Radio, and I feel like a kid who just snuck into the dressing room at the All-Star game. Hervé, it is great to have you with us. We are so looking forward to having you come join us.
I'm awful thrilled to go back in the Ottawa Valley where I started. You know what I'm saying?
It all started for you over there, did it?
Yeah, Canuck Park, yeah.
Wow.
Back in 1955, I forget now. Yeah. I was 14, 15 years old. I was racing horses there.
What was the name of the first horse?
Well, the first horse I had to win, I win at Rego, was Guy Grattan.
Guy Grattan, wow.
The horse by Guy Grattan, yeah, that was my first win that I ever had. But, you know, wow. I had a lot of thrill. That's where, you know, we started off at the Ottawa Valley, you know, like Canuck, and Rideau came on later on, you know.
Yeah.
Rideau Carlton means a lot, you know, to the horsemen in Quebec and in Ontario, like the Ottawa Valley, you know, the lot of horses there. So, you know, I'm real pleased. I'm real happy about the whole situation, what's happening for me, you know.
Yeah.
I'm happy that I'm going to raise there and Sunday in my last hurrah with all my friends, you know, and all the people in the industry of harness racing.
Let me ask you, Hervé, then, you touched on this. Will this be your last professional drives or series?
It will be my last professional drive on the Ottawa Valley, where I started.
Okay.
That's where I started. I won't race. I'm retired. I'm 72, working on 73. I feel good, but, you know, I had enough, you know, racing horses and, you know, I work right now. I'm at the with the family, you know.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time with the family, so, you know, I'm no youngster anymore, 72, you know. Father Time don't wait for nobody.
Yeah, but you're giving him a good run for his money.
Well, I was very fortunate where I started, you know, in the Ottawa Valley, and gave me, you know, I started young. I was born and raised on the farm, only 12 miles from Rideau Carlton. And, you know, it was good for me that, you know, the racing they had there, there was real. The industry was real good for all my friends in the Ottawa Valley and myself and my family.
Well, you know, there's going to be a lot of people, not only from the Ottawa Valley, but you got to figure, obviously, Quebec and even upstate New York will be coming to see you. Did you ever think, when you drove your first winner, that how many thousand wins later you'd be looking back at a career that gave you more career wins than any thoroughbred or standardbred jockey or driver in history? Did you ever think it would come even close to that?
Oh, it would never cross my mind. You know, I never thought, you know, that I would have the success I had in the industry of harness racing. That's why I got to thank the Ottawa Valley, you know, what it did for me, start me off. And it's nice to go back on my last hurrah at the Ottawa Valley at Rideau.
Well, I can tell you there'll be a lot of good friends that haven't seen you in a while that will be looking forward to seeing you. You've always said that part of the secret to your success, and everybody thinks that, oh, it's a Philly and flop, or it's the way you do this. You always said one thing that stuck out in my mind, and that is you always just let the horse go where the horse wanted to go.
Yeah, you know, the horse, you can take him to the water, but you can't make him drink. You can always guide him, you know what I mean?
Right.
I was always gentle on the horse, you know. I was never a rough driver. And, you know, I let the horse do the work, you know. Many times I said, you know, I'm just a passenger, which is the truth, you know. You can take him to the water, but you can't make him drink. You know, he's an animal.
Some passenger. You must cringe, though, and I'm not disrespecting today's drivers, but in terms of driving style, I mean, these days...
The driving style, I don't understand anymore today, the way they drive. You know, they just strictly power. It seems like there's no finesse in the race anymore, you know, just... They just go with the horses, you know. It's amazing to me, you know. But, you know, that's my opinion.
Well, you're not alone. I mean, I know that a good friend of yours, Mike Lachance, said the same thing. You know, that there isn't that finesse type of rating of a horse that you just don't see as much these days.
Because years ago, you know, on a half-mile track, when I used to race at Canuck Park, was on a half-mile track, and I win a lot of my races on a half-mile track. Because you didn't need to have the best horse on a half-mile track. You could, win with the third and fourth best, you know, because you tried to get him in trouble, you get him boxed in. There was no passing lane then. You know, now they got the passing lane and they just go, you know.
What do you think of the passing lane? Do you think it rewards bad driving?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course, I think so. You know, the passing lane... You know, there's no less thing to worry about. You know, if you can have the horse box in the two or three hole, and then the passing lane, he gets through. You know what I mean?
Imagine how many races you would have won.
Well, I tell you something.
Lane.
You know, I would have won a lot more than I went, especially the trouble a year I had in New York. You know, I was in exile for about 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, that was terrible. But, you know, sometimes you do stuff not for yourself. You do it for your family and your friend. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And I took they cost me $99, a fine of $99, and give me 1 year, it was unbelievable. I had nothing to be ashamed of. I never did nothing wrong in the race. All I try to do is win races. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometime, you know, it's just something the way it turned out. There was not the racing commission in New York or the judges in New York. It was the state the politician in Chester County. Mm-hmm. They tried something, and I was one. They spoke to one guy over the phone, which he was connected with 23 guys. He was a member of the New York Racing Commission. And, you know, I got in trouble just by talking to him.
Yeah. Well, you know what they can't take away from you is the fact that, you know, you've set so many records, all those great victories, those wins, you know, from, what was it, 1971
well,
to 2012?
Well, I tell you, I've been the number one driver since 1971 till this year, so
right.
That's 41 years.
Yeah.
So that's one record they will never beat.
You know,
I don't think, you know, for 41 years be on top.
Well, no, and you know, probably you and your friend Dave Pallone will probably have those kinds of records longer than anybody, sadly, because it looks as though there are going to be a lot less race dates given to tracks and so on. But speaking of Dave Pallone, what a class act. We're hoping that he can join us.
That'd be nice.
We're still working on that. And you were a class act, too, to show up when
well,
he did.
Well, thank you very much. You're very kind. Yeah, because what do you call it? Something that doesn't come only once in a lifetime, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and as an homage to you, and I love this because I watched it on the simulcast, of course, when Dave got up on the sulky, stood up in the sulky.
Because with Hot Hitter, I did that and the jug and the Prix d'Été in Montreal, yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, these days you wonder, you know, racing's gotten so serious, whether or not you'd get a suspension for doing that even.
I wonder. No, I don't think so.
I'll tell you what, Hervé, we are thrilled that you and your family are going to be joining us on October 7th.
Well, it's quite a thrill for me. I wish I could find the word to tell you how I feel. It's a great, you know, go back where I started, and they sent me on my way. You know, I was in the estate almost 50 years.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah, the first time I came to the state was upstate New York at Vernon down in 1961. Yeah. here we are, 2012, you know.
I remember as a kid watching you drive on TV. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, you drove in the Winterlude on the Ottawa River during winter.
Sure, I raced in the canal at Rideau.
Yeah.
Pierre Elliott Trudeau was there. We got all kinds. My mother has got all kinds of picture of that.
No kidding. I tell you, it's going to be so great to reminisce with you. Of course, we're going to have you live on the air with us. And watching you drive, I mean, growing up as a kid, I don't need to tell you, you were one of my heroes.
Well, thank you. You're very kind. But, you know, like I said, I was just a passenger.
Well, some passenger, I'll tell you. Hervé, look forward to seeing you on Sunday, my friend, and it's going to be great.
Thank you very much.